Anyways, Loper came out on the porch. What's up? 37 busted watermelons is what's up. The patch got raided last night. Coons. Loper didn't say a word. He ducked back inside, grabbed his hat, gave Sally Mae a kiss, and climbed into Slim's pickup. We dogs loaded into the back, and off we went to the field to check out the damage. About the time we reached the mailbox and turned east, Grover realized that something was up. Where are we going? To the watermelon patch. Don't you ever listen? Oh, sometimes. Didn't we just get back from the watermelon patch? That was last night, Grover. This is today. There's a difference, you know. Yeah, there's difference night and day. Exactly. And we've just received word from a reliable source that the watermelon patch has been attacked. We've heard that 137 melons were killed or wounded. Oh my gosh! And one of the casualties might be Sally Mae's new couch. Oh, that's awful. Maybe she shouldn't have left it outside. What? No, you don't understand. I tried to explain the deal about selling watermelons and using the money to buy a couch. Grover nodded. Oh, I get it now. I thought maybe there was a couch growing in one of the watermelon vines. No, that's totally incorrect. Couches do not grow on watermelon vines. Watermelons grow on watermelon vines. Well, that makes sense. If you want to grow a couch, you have to plant a couch seed. But that's not what we planted.
I think I'm confused.
Exactly. Now dry up.
Yeah, we sure need a rain.
I studied him for several minutes, wondering... Oh, well. I had no more time to spend on Drover's nonsense, for we had arrived at the scene of the crime. It was time for me to get to work on the case.